Good morning. I'd like to call the 9th Osage Nation Congress to order. Today's date is April 7th, 2025, and the time is 10 a.m. This is day 7. Congressman Keene, could you please take care of our prayer today?
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We ask that you just lay your healing hands on the mourners out there, Lord. We ask that you watch over us as we proceed into this spring season. Watch over the families who have their spring meetings, Lord. We ask that you give us good thoughts and just give us peace. And if there's any burdens anyone has, Lord, we ask you to just please comfort us. In your name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Clerk, roll call, please.
Congressman Bakehorse.
Here.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Present.
Second Speaker Hamilton. Congressman Keene.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Redcorn.
Here.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Here.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Assistant Chief Walker. Speaker Shaw.
Present. We do have a quorum. We are now on approval of the journal dated April 4th,
Speaker.
Congresswoman Redcorn.
I was just going to ask if the clerk would clarify, and maybe I'm doing the math wrong, but if for adjournment, it says the motion was seconded and passed with 9 yeas and 0 nays. I'm wondering if it should be 10, because there were 2 Congress members absent, but not 3.
Speaker.
Yes, clerk.
Congresswoman Whitehorn exited the chambers at 10:02, right after the roll call was done.
Okay.
And she did not return.
Oh, okay. Then, Speaker.
Go ahead.
Motion to approve the journal dated April 4th, 2025.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor of the motion, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, please say no. Motion passes. The journal has been approved. We're now on introduction of bills and resolutions. Hearing none, we're now on general order day one, second reading. Congresswoman Rivard.
Good morning. Thank you, Speaker. Good morning, colleagues. Reading ONCA 2544, an act to repeal the Health Clinic Construction Fund and to establish an alternate effective date. And also reading ONCA 2550, an act to authorize and appropriate $500,000 to the Osage Nation Health Benefit Fund and to establish an alternate effective date.
ONCA 2544 and ONCA 2550 will advance to general order day two on tomorrow's agenda. We are now on motions and notices. Congresswoman Rivard.
Thank you, Speaker. So let's see, it's 10:06. I'd like to begin the appropriations meeting at 10:30 and it'll last until 2. We will recess for lunch as well.
Thank you. We're now in adjournment. Congresswoman Goodfox. Motion and a second. All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, no. We are now adjourned. Thank you and have a good day.